see the manifestation of the personality type in others. Additionally, everyone is a mixture of many personalities. Just like the daughter may have some physical features that resemble her mother, father, grandparents, great-grandparents, etc., every person has a little bit of each personality type somewhere in them. When we take personality tests, we try to identify our dominant personality type, because this type is the one that is most likely to explain the majority of our thoughts and behaviors. Going back to our example, if you had to identify a different person's daughter, would you first request a picture of their mother or great-grandmother? We imagine you'd prefer a picture of the person's mother, because the mother is likely a better model of the daughter, even though you would expect to see some of the great-grandmother's features as well. In psychology, there are often several models that are used to explain the same phenomena. How do we know which ones to use? You may have heard the famous quote from George Box that reads, "All models are wrong, but some are useful." We've already discussed the first half of this quote. No models of personality will perfectly resemble all people at all times, but some, like the ones we will discuss momentarily, can give immense amounts of insight into particular aspects of the human mind. One popular model of personality is gauged using the Myers-Briggs Personality Indicator, MBTI, which categorizes people according to the way they perceive the world and make decisions. It distinguishes whether people are introverted or extroverted and considers which functions they use to make decisions and receive information from the world, for example, through thinking or feeling. The next model to consider is the five-factor model. It considers five core traits that are associated with innate, biologically based features. The model uses five traits that predict many behaviors across a range of psychological studies. The five factors themselves are 1. Extroversion, 2. Neuroticism, 3. Openness to experience, 4. Agreeableness, and 5. Conscientiousness. Another model of personality is the Enneagram, which is a pictorial representation of how 9 universal personality types are interconnected and relate to one another. Ennea comes from the Greek word meaning 9, and gram refers to the actual image that represents this model of personality. We will spend the rest of this book taking a deep dive into the Enneagram, exploring the intricacies of the structure as a whole, as well as dissecting each personality type, both theoretically and with concrete practical applications. Finding your type. If you don't already know your personality type, you may be wondering how you can quickly figure it out. Personality tests are a great starting point. However, you'll only get a definitive answer once you learn about each of the individual 9 types and feel which one resonates most with who you are at your core. Before you delve into this book, take about 10 to 15 minutes to complete an online Enneagram assessment at www.personalityintel.com. We developed this to be a starting point that you can keep in the back of your mind as you take the journey through the rest of this book. Chapter 1. The Enneagram and the Centers of Intelligence. The name Enneagram is a Greek word meaning 9 writings. Ennea, 9, gram, a thing written. As we discuss the Enneagram, it's helpful to actually see an image of the diagram to best create a link between each concept and where that concept fits into the overall structure. To see an image of the Enneagram, please refer to image 2 in the audiobook companion document that comes free with your purchase of this audiobook. Each point on the Enneagram represents a distinct personality type. Type 1, type 2, type 3, etc. When first learning about the Enneagram, it is easy to get the types and numbers mixed up. So people often refer to types by nicknames that give a snapshot of a trait central to the personality type. The 9 Enneagram types and nicknames are as follows.